The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
I hate him!
Don't the sparkle!
Some bullshit, yo!
I wanted the package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the bread or sad. I'm
trying
to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
The Bengals have been Giants killers every single time they win it today, 31-13.
Foles back to throw out of the end zone. Ware hits him. He fumbles in the end zone. It is covered by Hatcher for a touchdown. The Eagles have lost five in a row for the first time under Andy Reid.
Breeze kneels. This one's over, and so is the Falcons' unbeaten start to this season. The Saints, 2.5-point underdogs, knock off those dirty birds.
The Saints and their fans celebrate. So do the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
And there's a circle jerk in Miami.
And there they go again. Tell you what, didn't the Patriots erase that? I mean, Mercury Morris had to set us straight because they didn't close it out. But damn, I would have hoped that would have erased that, Miley. Did you see the fat Miami Dolphins fan on Come On Man on Monday Night Football?
Are you serious? No, I missed it.
He's got a big tattoo across his big fat gut that says undefeated. And then the Dolphins logo, and Unforgotten, right across his big beer belly. And Unforgotten is not even a word.
I mean, is that right? It's not. No, Unforgotten. No, that's not a word, is it?
Not a word, no. Oh, we made sure last night Chris Berman gave us the English lesson. Which, I got to tell you, it's the only thing worth watching on ESPN anymore other than an actual game.
I know.
Come on, man.
And it's
not even that good anymore.
And it's great, you know, because, you know, now you see the lineup of stories there on the left side that are coming up.
Right.
And then at the top, it's got a feature with the exact time it's going to happen. And I remember seeing, you know, these various stories. It was like 7:30 Monday night. And then at the top, it says, Come On Man at 8:18. And I'm right. Like, okay, I don't need to watch until 8:18, and I forgot anyway and didn't see it. So, you know.
You didn't miss much. Here, I'll give you the recap. Mike Ditka said, hey, we got a couple of, there's a guy right there, referee. Come on, man.
Right, exactly. I'm Tom, he's John, and this, not me, I don't introduce the show anymore.
Hey, what's up, this is John Tilliard, and you are listening to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour number 212. And I know there's been a bit of confusion about the way you say my name. I just put the Y on it to emphasize it's... Tilliard. Tilliard.
Tilliard of the Majesty's Secret Service.
He loves to play along, doesn't he?
He's a good sport. He really is.
He's
Tilliard.
Great. Tilliard.
I went and saw the James Bond this week. Anybody that hasn't seen it yet, go see it. Good movie.
Tilliard.
Nigga.
Get away from the door, Tilliard.
Right.
We did that joke last week. Can you lend a Tilliard a pencil?
Van Cartoon Radio.
Well, he just kind of, that's all kind of one word, isn't it?
Van Cartoon Radio.
Coming up next on BBC Three, the Van Cartoon Radio.
Van Cartoon Radio. Till yard.
He's great. I love him. Coming up, the Norv Lash is out.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have our first tie in 4 years. Pro Football Weekly, John takes us back to the Roaring Twenties.
Oh, that ought to be fun.
Yeah, and what happens when an Alabama loss meets Call of Duty? Oh, it's priceless.
Going back to the Roaring Twenties, that sounds like a lot of fun. We get to go talk about Sammy Baugh.
Yeah, so
that was in the 30s.
Andy Reid gave, I don't know if he actually spoke live at a press conference after the game or if they just replayed like the last four comments he made after the game.
Was he in front of a salad bar or something?
Right.
Was at the buffet? Mr. Reid's comments will all be handled at Old Country Buffet.
Yeah, you don't worry about the things you can't control. So you worry about the things you can, and that's become a better football team. And eliminating the mistakes that we're making and getting ourselves on track to win football games.
That's right. You can't handle the things you can't control. If you get up there and there's no more hush puppies, you have some more shrimp poppers, and you wait until the hush puppies come back out. But that's always good because then the hush puppies are warm.
Right. Hey, right. Philadelphia, do John and I a big favor and fire Andy Reid. Go ahead. Do it.
Please.
Fire him.
Put Marty Morningweg and Nikki Foles in
there.
Oh,
it'll be great. I'm praying. I can't wait till Andy Reid is out of Philadelphia.
God, you know, Andy Reid right now is with Nick Foles, and he's going, don't worry, it's the Redskins' defense. You'll be fine.
Right.
That's true. And right now, our defense is going, oh, my God, it's Nick Foles.
Hell, I'm tempted to pick up the Redskins' D and start him in fantasy.
Oh, you got to be crazy.
No.
I'm serious. We're not even going to be able to stop Nick Foles.
Okay.
No, not even a chance. He's going to be introduced to a quarterback's best friend, meaning our secondary.
Well, the Jets' defense isn't much better than yours, especially when it comes to stopping the run, man. I don't know what has happened to the Jets' defense. It's a mess.
I know what's happened to the Jets' defense. They were nothing but bluster. That's what they were. Bluster.
You know what,
bullshit,
though? Actually, one thing, though, that happens is that old time of possession. And when your offense can't move the ball, right, your defense is on the field a lot. And, you know, that's not good.
No, there's nothing good about the New York Jets. And you know what? I'm very happy with that because I've hated the Jets almost as long as I've hated the Giants.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Can't stand them.
Look, Rex Ryan, he believes in Mark Sanchez.
Oh.
And he doesn't really care what's going on in your head.
I don't care what you think or anybody else. I believe it. In my heart, I believe it. Now, granted, I've had I don't know how many years of experience coaching football. And I put my trust in him.
Yeah.
I close my eyes and I wish real hard, and I think when I open them up, I'm going to have a quarterback. I believe it.
He's going to
believe it. I believe it.
He's going to end up at the salad bar with Andy Reid if he's not careful.
Yeah, he is. maybe he'll end up at the defensive coordinator in Washington. Yeah, that'd be nice.
I don't care what you think.
It doesn't matter to me what you think, or what that guy over there thinks.
I'm piling this blue cheese on.
I believe in Mark Sanchez. Of course, God's going to have something to say about it.
I've already sent a hurricane and a nor'easter after you. You will believe in what I tell you to believe in. Believe in my nephew. I have spoken.
Poor Jets.
Not the poor Jets. No, F the Jets. The Jets are always the most hyped up team other than the Dallas Cowboys. We'll call them the AFC hype team. They are constantly. It's one thing to hear the hype about the Patriots because they usually deliver. You know, they usually end up near the end, near the top, whether they actually win it or not or whatever. They're near the end. The Jets are hype, 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 and nothing. Nothing. Ever. Nothing. Ever since that long-haired, mullet-wearing Mark Gastineau faggot ever stepped foot on the field for those ugly bastards, they've been nothing, jack shit, nothing, and they've been hyped up more than any team I can remember. Jesus Christ. Today it came out on Deadspin. One of their people that left ESPN said that one of the reasons why they left ESPN because it was a directive from the top to Tebow. We, Tom, you and me, we want to hear about Timmy Tebow. Didn't you know that? So ESPN made sure we were going to get all the Tebow we can handle. Well, there you go. You put everything you had on Tim Tebow, and that team sucks.
The New York stinking Jets.
Right.
Right. They suck. And, you know, I don't even care. I don't have any dog in that fight. I couldn't care less about the AFC East. I just can't stand teams that get all the publicity and then turn out to be dog rotten nothing.
Yeah, like the Giants.
Right. Giants. Fuck them.
Yeah. How about that? Boy, they got their ass handed to them by the Bengals.
Oh, I know, man. That was a nice game, too, man. And you know the worst part about it was, is in my one of my fantasy leagues, who was the guy that scored the second touchdown for the Bengals? Some schmo receiver. Some, like, number four guy on the depth chart. Dude that I played started him. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Are you serious?
I beat the hell out of him because that was among the only points that he got. I had a good game. You know, your wife went and turned my ass upside down in the league that we're in together. She beat the hell out of me. So, to Danny's heartbreakers, I will lay down my sword and surrender.
Yeah, she had Dallas's defense, among other things.
Dallas defense, Stephen Ridley. You know, I think she even got an extra 50 points for your boy Frampton's ass hanging out when the Cowboys were on the field. Here I am watching my brand new HD TV. Oh boy, look at that. You can see everything. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was something. I'm telling you, I thought for a second my son had switched on the Disney Channel and they were showing an old rerun of The Black Hole.
I thought Diva Lover was out there playing.
No, I don't think so. I think if Diva Lover saw an ass that color in his neighborhood, him and a bunch of his friends would have shotguns and pitchforks.
Sure he did. What'd it look like, Diva?
It's nothing more but a big, fancy, large controsity.
Right.
That's right. That's all it was. Just a big controsity. Oh, kiss my controsity.
Let's see. Stephen A. commented on the Giants and the Jets.
This is the bottom line. The New York Giants stunk for one afternoon. The New York Jets just continue to stink into perpetuity.
They stink in perpetuity. That's all right. You see that at the bottom of their contract.
This is very important.
It is. Yes, it is.
It is. It is. Well, you know, I'm not going to say anything about the Giants because you know how much I hate them bastards. But this is kind of par for the course over their last several years. They're kind of muddled through this part of the year, and then they'll turn it on in about 2 or 3 weeks, and that'll be the end of everybody. I hope not.
Should we talk about Tim Tebow for Stephen A.?
This is not funny.
We should.
Please move on to the next subject.
Okay. All right.
We are stinking in perpetuity, Tom.
Right. All right, somebody who's going to talk about the Jets game as in pregame. This is, I don't get it. I don't know why. I don't know if this guy's anywhere but this Pro Football Weekly podcast or not.
Oh, he's on WLAD in Danbury, Connecticut, I think.
Oh, really? Danbury, Connecticut.
AM radio in Danbury, Connecticut.
Bart Basterna. Well, he's on this Pro Football Weekly podcast, and he's going to do a preview of the Seattle. I'm sorry, they were playing Seattle Jets Seahawks right. game, and this guy John, he's right out of the 20s. I swear, he thinks he's on the radio in 1926.
Is he wearing a zoot suit?
I'll bet he is. I will bet. I wonder if he's got to be like, he's probably like 80 years old.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, here's how that went.
Meanwhile, the 3-5 New York Jets are coming off a bye, and this week they are in Seattle to take on the 5-4 Seahawks. Bart Basterna has the story.
Bye week time has just been swell for the New York Jets. Backup quarterback Tim Tebow is the subject of trade rumors. Starting QB Mark Sanchez was questioned incessantly about his impending reunion with Seattle's Pete Carroll.
Do they have to clean off his microphone when he's done? Because I think he's just puking all over it.
Everything's coming up just swell for Tim Tebow. What the hell is this? Seriously, what the? You have to go to school to learn to talk like that? You've been in broadcasting school. What is that? That class down the hallway?
My week time has just been swell for the New York Jets.
He probably doesn't even use a microphone. He's probably got one of those big, like big megaphones that they use, like those old cheerleader things that they had back in the day.
I figured
New York.
His microphone's on a stand, and it's one of those great big microphones with the big call letters on the side of it, you know. And
While it would have seemed that the New York Jets were sitting high in the catbird seat, it's become quickly apparent that the big cheese, Rex Ryan, has nothing but a pocket full of wooden nickels.
He needs to talk to his producer, so he reaches over and grabs the can that's connected to the string with the can at the other in the other room.
Right. I'm getting some feedback here.
His old college coach who told him to stay in school instead of entering the NFL draft a few years back. And then a periodical's poll of NFL players tapped Gangrene's Rex Ryan as the league's most overrated coach. Then again, maybe all of these distractions are a good thing for the Jets, because the football on the AFC side of Jersey hasn't been too good.
Hey, it hasn't been too good at all.
Hasn't been too good.
Not too good there, Tom. It's been bad.
Hasn't been too good.
No, we need some dogs. Not no meows.
How about Eagles football?
Hasn't been too good.
Right.
Not too good at all. Yeah, see? Things over there suck, see? You'd think that a big hurricane came and swept New Jersey away. Yeah. Dateline, New York City. Jets pigskin pitching palooka Mark Sanchez has been obviously spending so much time with his peepers glued to the glorious games of Flapper Eva Longoria that it's obvious he's been thinking more about making whoopee with his hot tamale than he does about the gridiron.
He's the bum. He's the palooka.
Right.
Top Cat Rex Ryan says Sanchez is the real McCoy, not just another barrel of horse feathers.
He's a palooka.
He's a mug. Yeah, see, he's a palooka. Yeah, he's a mug.
Hasn't been too good.
Right. All right, let's continue on.
Sanchez's Jets are in Seattle, where the Seahawks are tough birds to bring down. Rex Ryan points out the rookie opposing QB, Russell Wilson, is extra dandy.
What? Russell Wilson is extra dandy, John.
Oh, there you go. For an uppity boy, he's extra dandy.
Russell Wilson is extra dandy.
Did he really extra said
dandy.
That?
Extra dandy.
All right, I'm going to have to start rolling tape on WLAD now. I got to hear his regular everyday show.
That's ridiculous. Funny. That is funny.
Top Cheese Rex Ryan assured me all was Jake, and that I could bet my sweet patootie that the Jets would soon remind fans why they're the ring-a-ding-doodle of the National Football League.
Holy moly!
Right.
Hey, watch your language. We're on the air here.
Extreme dandy.
Oh, extreme dandy.
That's...
See if that'll slide past the censors.
Oh, that is funny.
Actually,
right there.
Back in the 20s, extreme dandy meant you were gay, I think.
What?
I think that's what it meant. If you called somebody extra dandy and they weren't gay, they were gonna punch your lights out.
Give me the runaround, see?
Russell Wilson is extra dandy.
Gay!
Yeah, see? That fellow over there, he's extra dandy.
That's gay.
He's not your everyday run-of-the-mill dandy. He's extra dandy.
Extreme dandy.
Oh, my gosh. This guy's priceless. All right, let's play some more here.
In the Pacific Northwest.
The Pacific Northwest. Over here in the Pacific Northwest, John.
Way out there in the wilds of the Pacific Northwest. Hands, the land of Bigfoot. Sasquatch territory, my friends. You can see here, Lewis and Clark passed by just 5 days ago.
Oh, shit. Reality, the kid keeps his team in contention by minimizing the miscues, making Marshawn Lynch feel the love, and eating up enough clock to keep one of the NFL's top defenses fresh. Although Coach Carroll wants a little more of the focus pocus from his D.
Oh,
well, Coach,
God.
The way your opponents have been playing lately, a sharp cheddar, let alone a sharp defense, may be enough to stop the Jets. For Pro Football Weekly, I'm Bart Pasterna.
Whoa, he is so witty.
He's got his P's and Q's up on top of the things there, Tom. He's going to say that the best way to stop the Jets is to throw cheese on the field.
Focus, pocus.
Right.
What was the other one he said there? He had two of them in that one.
Way out in the Pacific Northwest, land of French lumberjacks. And now, this uppity quarterback, extra dandy.
Extra dandy. Focus, pocus. bye week time has just been swell for the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Swell. Honestly, is there anybody left who says swell?
Yeah. Bart Basterna.
Bart Basterna. Keeping alive the old terms. There you go. Pretty soon we're going to find out. That, hey, here you have offensive lineman DeBrickashaw Ferguson. He's the bee's knees. He's the whole ball of wax.
Bart Basterna needs to get together with Edna Blumpkin. She'll loosen him up a little bit.
You know, the last time that I was out in the great Pacific Northwest, I was having a lesbian affair with Sacagawea.
Extreme dandy.
that's what they called me, extra dandy. The only way a girl could be extra dandy back in those days was to do things in the rumble seat that nobody else was willing to do. I was extra, extra dandy.
Oh, man. That's great.
Oh, my God.
He's priceless.
You could drag him into Antiques Roadshow and they'd go, "Ooh, a 1920s radio broadcaster.
Right.
This is worth about $15,000."
Does he do? So he does this every week.
I don't know if he's on the podcast every week, but now that I've found out what radio station he's on, I'm going to be listening for it.
Oh yeah, I mean, because this is recorded. I mean, obviously this is a written, you know, pregame or a preview of the game. I wonder what he sounds like live.
Yeah, see? We're going to have to sit down and pre-record this so I don't get a bunch of hullabaloo into the microphone.
Oh, man.
The catch me out.
All right, so is that Washington, Philadelphia this week? Is that who you...
Yeah, Washington, Philadelphia at 1 o'clock. I think, I'm not sure which one of us are home. But I don't think that really makes any difference either. You know.
Yeah, Dallas plays host to the Cleveland Browns.
Hasn't been too good.
That should be interesting.
Right.
That should be interesting. It looks like on the Gridiron Challenge, I'll be starting the Cowboys defense again.
Yeah, I started them. That was funny because you texted me and said, "Guess who started the Cowboys defense in the Gridiron Challenge?" I said, "You and me."
Yeah, guess who else also started Ben Roethlisberger?
Boop, boop, oh, boop, did you really?
Oh. Yes, I did.
Well, I took the goose egg for Aaron Rodgers because I wasn't giving up that salary. So,
yeah, I don't blame you. I've been monkeying with that thing every day. I mean, every week I've been changing things.
So. Well, my bye weeks are over now, so I will have Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Ray Rice, Arian Foster, Calvin Johnson, Jason Witten. I don't know who my kicker is, but I'll have those guys every week now.
Things sure sound swell for Tom's fantasy football team.
Man, I'll tell you what, I would like to go ahead and give my FU of the week right away to Tywan Jones. Thank you a lot, you dumbass. You didn't do jack shit against the Ravens' sorry-ass run defense, and I was expecting at least something.
Who?
Tywan Jones, he's the only running back the Raiders have. Him and Marcell Reese.
No,
Marcell,
I was going to say, run D. Marcell Reese. They got Marcell
Reese. Yeah, but Reese, he catches passes. Yeah. Jones carries the ball.
Yeah, but he had over 100 yards, didn't he?
Yeah, I know. You can't. My problem with them is I just don't know who's going to get the ball, when, what. They're too unpredictable. I was just trying to cash in on going against that Ravens defense. But how about the fact that the Raiders trash talk against they trash talk Anquan Boldin during the game, who points to the scoreboard again, and then they go out and run the fake field goal while they're winning 41 to freaking 17. They're like, "Oh yeah, you want to run your mouth? Watch this, our punter's gonna score on you."
Raider fans had high hopes this year.
Yeah,
right. Darren McFadden was gonna lead him to the promised land.
Yeah, well, you know, you made the mistake of Carson Palmer. You really did. Now you don't have any first-round picks, you know, for next year and this year. Of course.
Oh, God, isn't
and
that
got
something?
That he's an interception machine.
Wow.
Of course, Chicago, we got to see Jason Campbell, and we realized, well, okay, 6 and 1/2 dozen of the other.
Oh, man. Yeah, boy, I tell you what, a couple of quarterbacks dropped this weekend.
I was kind of surprised at Michael Vick because it really didn't look like he hit the ground that hard. Especially the first one. I think it was Ware that got him and kind of just shoved his face in the ground. And I'm thinking to myself, I was even bitching during the game. You know, why are they why are they hauling him off the field? You know, he's walking to the locker room with that contingency of three fat guys that are like his bodyguards.
Well,
they
gotta
walk him to the locker room.
But like every other Eagles game, whether he got sacked or not, he got the hell beat out of him every other snap, man. I mean, he probably got the concussion when we didn't even realize it.
That's fine. I mean, I don't mind. Don't get me wrong. Get him out of the game. I don't care. I just thought, and I was obviously wrong, because according to Andy Reid, he's got quite a significant concussion. I don't know what the hell that means, but you know, from what they told him, he didn't see anything. But when I was just bitching because it looked like, you know, here they go again. When now they've got these concussion rules, and anytime a guy bumps his nose, they're going to haul him out of the game.
Right.
So at least I'm glad that it turns out that he's actually hurt seriously, so that it doesn't turn out to be one of these overly pussifying of football again.
From what they said, I didn't see anything.
Right.
Damn it! Tell you what, you've got to be shitting me!
Right, Wade.
God damn it. You look at that goddamn defense over there in Houston and what they doing, and you got to be shitting me. I let that fat boy go.
Some people are just meant to be coordinators, right?
Yep.
Yep. Wade definitely. I was surprised at how easily they handled the Bears offense. I really was. I mean, granted, it was bad weather, but they whooped the crap out of the Bears. They beat the hell out of them. Even though the score wasn't that big, the Bears went nowhere. Nowhere.
So, yeah, the last of the unbeatens falls. Atlanta is now in the loss column.
Yep. Kind of surprising.
I took the Saints.
I had taken the Saints, and I had also made a pickup of Ivory that week, and I said to my son, my wonderful son, who's now listening, I'm sure, I said, who do you think I should start? Should I start Ivory or Taiwan Jones?
Oh, no.
To his credit, he said Ivory, and I said, what the hell do you know?
Well, why'd you ask him?
What the hell do you know?
Why'd you ask him?
Just to hear how stupid he would be, and he was right.
Yeah, how about that?
I know. I should have listened to
him. And a child shall lead them.
Yeah, well, he's not much of a child anymore.
Right.
I'll say that.
Right.
When you go in after he's using the bathroom, you know how much he's grown up. I'm like, oh my God.
Look in that toilet. Look at what he left there. It's
extreme dandy.
Yeah.
It's swirled all around. It looks like it's been mobilized.
Oh, man.
That's what I'll do. Next time he leaves a swirly in the toilet, I'll take a picture of it and post it on Facebook for everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's how to humiliate your 16-year-old son.
I look forward to that.
I've got a whole list of things. I know I say this every other week, but my wife is definitely going to do some things and say some things.
Whatever.
Well, look, we're so packed with material all the time, you know, but I'm definitely going to make her say extreme dandy.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme dandy.
She has to say that. She absolutely must say that.
Yeah, boy. Horse feathers.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to hear from the Norv. Oh, are we going to hear from the Norv?
The Norv.
Yeah. We've got Canada's version of the Torg.
Yeah, the Norv and the Torg all in one segment. Right. Can the world handle that?
And the Call of Duty Alabama fan, man. This is going to be great.
Bang Cartoon Radio. Radio.
Meanwhile, in a small sports bar in Miami.
Well, Dick, you just know those 72 dolphins are somewhere popping the champagne. All right, fellas, close in here. Close ranks. All right, who's going to be in the middle this year?
Kuchenberg in the middle.
Ah, hell, I'm getting in the middle.
Put Bonacani in there. He's the shortest.
Oh, well, hey, no way. I was pivot man last year.
Oh, for Pete's sake, fellas. I'll get it.
All right,
fellas, now gather around in here. Come on, get closer to that right now. That's it. There you go. Little, open up your stance there. That's right. All right, now greasy. Aim it a little higher. That's right. Aim it a little higher. There you go. Oh, that was the back of my neck. Hey, Zonka, how you doing? Oh, here we go. Up there, everybody. Oh, this is just so we're the greatest team in history. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my hair is a mess.
VOTech.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Hey, it's David from Disturbed, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Steps into it. He's got enough leg. It's on its way. Oh, wait. They have no time left.
Oh,
a delay of game. The kick was good. Zuerlein now pushed back 5 yards with attempt from 58. Kick is on its way. He's got enough leg. And he missed it.
The National Football League has just seen its first tie game in 4 years.
Time has expired on the clock. But the way the clock has been run today, we don't know for sure.
And the Rams will settle for a 24-24 tie with the San Francisco 49ers.
It's like kissing your sister.
Dude, that was terrible. You know, I've decided that the only thing that separated the real refs from the replacement refs was their ability to at least control the clock, control the level of violence on the field, and at least get the ball spotted right. And that Rams game was such a cluster F.
Oh, my God.
I can't even believe how bad they screwed that up. And then it ended in a tie.
That's amazing.
It really, it's just, you know, at this point, when you look at the replacements, they're really no different in terms of how bad they screw these games up.
No.
I can't believe that the biggest sports league in the country cannot get this right.
Well, you know, when we had the replacement refs in and people were yelling and screaming and carrying on, Jerry Jones said, you know, it's really, it doesn't matter. It's just that it's magnified because they're replacement refs. But if this was 1995, the headlines on Monday would be exactly the same as they are now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I mean, and I think he's right. And now that I look back at it, I think he's absolutely right. I mean, you know, that Green Bay game, Green Bay Seattle game,
right?
You know, it was a nationally televised game, and it was a really crazy thing that happened.
Bad call.
But if those had been regular refs, how much of a big deal would we made out of that?
I think as much of a big deal would have been made, except for the fact that we wouldn't have been screaming to get the other guys back because there isn't any other guy to go to at that
point. Yeah, we'd have just been bitching about the refs.
Because, yeah, at this point, we're lost. What are they going to do now? I mean, the obvious answer is hire full-time refs and make them accountable for their actions.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. A full-time ref or a part-time ref, his eyes don't work any faster than they do now. And the game,
you know, it's not even a matter of their eyes.
I think the game is so fast now, and things happen so quick. There's no, and even when they do, I mean, I see bad calls or non-calls when I'm looking at a ref who's looking at what happened right there on the field. Mm-hmm. He's staring at it and still misses it.
Well,
and it's easy for us. It's easy for us in hindsight because we get to watch the replay. I'm rewinding on my DVR. I'm watching it in slow motion, frame by frame. That's great. They don't get to do that with every play, you know? So
they can. All they have to do is turn around and look up the Jumbotron because it's going to do the same damn thing as soon as they make their call. But the fact of the matter is, you're right. It does go fast. I mean, in the Rams game, that minute 25 that they let tick off the clock
No
freaking reason must have gone by in all of about 15 seconds, it seemed like.
Right.
But, you know, no, it didn't. They really – the problem is that the rule book is so freaking convoluted. When you see these refs and they're looking right at the play, they're looking at something that they shouldn't be looking at. Like, does he have – who was it I saw this week? Made a catch, got 2 feet down – made a move going forward and then went out of bounds, and the ball came out after he hit the ground on the stripe, out of bounds. Oh, incomplete pass. What?
And Dez Bryant,
they have taken.
And Dez Bryant's touchdown counted. Were you shocked?
Yeah, I was. And, you know, the thing is Dez Bryant's touchdown this week was so clearly not a touchdown.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know.
No, it bounced out. It hit the ground.
No, it when he rolled over, it touched the ground, but he had complete control of it. And I saw that a couple of weeks ago. They said, as long as that ball doesn't move in his arms, because when his forearm came down, the ball was on top of it. And then when he rolled, that's when the ball touched the ground. But the ball was firmly secured in his arm. And, it's, again, you can say it is or it isn't. You know, 20 years ago, there's no question. 20 years ago, nobody's even talking about it. It's a touchdown. There's no doubt about it.
Look, no, you're right. And the problem is that it 1 week to the next, that call is going to go two different ways.
Right.
That's the problem. You're not going to get any consistency because the rule book is so thick, and that they are on the field instead of actually calling a football game but making these judgments as things are going by. I've said this before. I think it would be a worthwhile investment for a team to say, okay, you know what, special teams assistant coach, you're fired. Attorney for the sidelines, you're hired.
Right.
I'm serious. The way that they have to make these judgments out on the field, why not have a lawyer out there? It's fucking stupid, the things they have to do.
I don't know why they just don't do what college does. College has got it. College got it all figured out. They there's somebody up there in the booth watching every play, and right. If something doesn't look close, they go, they just radio down, hold on, we're looking at this. Okay, and they says, they're reviewing this, and 15 seconds later, they go, okay, it's good, or nope, that was bad. That was no good.
It's mind-boggling to me that they cannot get this aspect of the game right.
I swear, I think they want it to be a show. When they want that, when the ref gets underneath there and is looking, they want that. They want that circus.
Fine.
You know, I I don't know why.
But come back with the correct call. That's my problem.
Right.
If you go under there and you want the circus, that's all well and good. Come back and make the correct call. And don't tell me that, okay, he caught the ball, made two steps, turned, stiff-armed the safety, and then as he was going out of bounds, he bounced off of the yard marker, and that caused the ball to bobble in his hands. Incomplete pass. Shut the F up. I hate what they've done to reception rules.
They did review the Dez Bryant touchdown, and Mike. They even had Mike Pereira on during the review, going, "Oh yes, it rolled in. That is not a touchdown." But they gave him the touchdown. So
it is a Texas piece of shit.
Oh
ref,
God,
with his fucking Texas accent that fucking was fucking them all game.
Oh, okay,
yeah, that's right. And here, Mike. Let's go to Mike Pereira. See if there's a flag we can call. It's illegal procedure. You can see clearly right there. Frampton goes to the ground with his ass hanging out. That is obviously a 15-yard, completely personal foul. No wiping, number 43. He's left a skid mark on the field. Can you imagine, though? You play on that field turf. He's got to go in the locker room now. And he's got to pick out those little black rubber dots from between his ass cheeks now.
Well, somebody who cannot blame the referees is Norv Turner. They just got
sure
San Diego got their ass kicked.
Dude, that interception for a touchdown that Rivers threw on the sidelines is one of the funniest plays I've seen in a while.
I know.
He just threw it right to him.
I was like, what the hell was that?
I'm telling you, Rivers is Norv in a helmet.
Right.
That's all he is. He is Norv in a helmet. They're like Siamese Norvs.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Well, Norv can explain everything, though, John. But before he does, he needs to get. He's got this one reporter. He's going to set this reporter straight, and he's going to take. He's going to explain everything after he just. Well, here, this is what he says to the reporter.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think the answer to that question is? Answer it for me. Is it acceptable? No, it's not acceptable. You know the answer to that. Is that what acceptable? Having a blocked punt and having a interception for a touchdown? No. Okay? That's not what we're trying to accomplish out there. We're trying to go win games. And those things are keeping us from winning. No, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to play hard and not win. But that's what happened. I'm going to explain to you what happened out there.
Really?
Are you trying to kill? Are you kidding me?
No.
Wait, you passed up. We didn't talk about.
Is that what acceptable? Having a blocked punt and having a interception for a touchdown? Blocked punt and having a kick.
Uh. Oh, Norv. Oh. You are something, I must say.
That's great.
Obviously, you want to win the football game. We're taking the baby steps that we need to go out and win a football game one of these days. You know, it just takes time.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? Let me tell you something. When I took over, we was a 14-2 football team, and in just 5 years, I've gotten us to the point where we're a national joke. Now, maybe that's not what I was hired to do, but I don't know. That's what I'm good at, so that's what I'm going to do.
Hasn't been too good.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's going to explain
Norv it. Explaining it.
I'm going to explain to you what happened out there.
All right. He's going to tell us about the punt and interception touchdowns.
Well, in any game, and we've obviously, unfortunately, had the conversation, if you give up a punt return, a punt block punt for a touchdown, and you give up an interception return for a touchdown, you're going to put yourself in jeopardy in terms of winning the game.
Oh, Captain Obvious to the rescue. That's what
We've had this conversation before, boys. You know, you can't go giving up punt returns for touchdowns and interception returns for touchdowns. It's going to put you in jeopardy for your obvious goal of winning the football game. We've had this conversation before. Now, I know y'all have been playing football since you were like 7 years old, but let me tell you, a punt return for a touchdown is not a good thing.
What?
Philip, when you run towards the sidelines and you throw an interception to a guy whose name can't even be remembered by his mama and he runs it up the sidelines for a touchdown, that's just not what you want to do there. It's not really what you're looking for. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, I know.
We had the conversation.
It's like it's the Andy Reid press conference all over again. You know, same thing going on there. And I, you know what, I know, and I know what they mean, because I, you know, when Dallas is losing, I hear the same thing from Romo, I hear the same thing from Garrett, it's just the same old speech, you get tired of it, but I don't know, there's something about Norv saying it.
It's because he's still got that alfalfa sprout at the back of his head, he's still got that same haircut he's had since he was in the first grade, you know. And he says the most obvious things. He's such a nice fellow, you know. God damn.
I know, and the man on the moon is still looking at me off his left cheek. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah. We accomplished some of the goals that we set out to accomplish there today, Tom. Like we played all the way through to the end of the game. We were able to do that. And we were able to have more than 90% of our plays happen without a turnover. I don't need to tell you how high of a number that is. I mean, all you guys, y'all remember the one or two bad plays like a punt return for a touchdown or an interception return for a touchdown. But you don't ever focus on the times we punt that it doesn't get returned for a touchdown or how many times Phillip throws an interception that doesn't go back for a touchdown. He's had a lot more interceptions that have not been returned for a touchdown. Nobody ever seems to mention that.
Yeah, when you got to focus on the positives.
Right. We managed to make sure all of our Gatorade cups were cleaned up in the sidelines and put in their proper receptacles.
Right.
I mean, it's literally hard to walk around the sidelines with a lot of cups around your feet, and it's hard to accomplish the goals you want to accomplish, especially in like the areas of tidiness and personal cleanliness.
Well, here's Norv saying what they wanted to accomplish.
I thought we accomplished a number of things we set out to accomplish. Obviously, the thing we wanted to accomplish was to win the game, and we weren't able to do that.
Really?
Obviously. That's obviously in the top five of things you want to have happen during the course of the game.
Block punt and have a return punt kick.
Well, nobody had to go to the bathroom during the game. That's a big positive. It means all of our players were there and ready to play when we needed them. A couple of times I need something this year from somebody. Turn around there. He's off to the men's room taking care of some personal business that should have been handled before the game. So we're seeing improvement there. Poor Norv. You know who I feel bad for is Mrs. Norv, who has to wait till afterwards when he comes home and goes, you know, honey, I'm telling you, he says all the same shit again.
I know, right?
You know, we set out to accomplish some goals. We didn't quite accomplish everything, but, you know, the man my age, sometimes you need some Viagra, so we won't take that. We'll accomplish what we're looking to accomplish.
Block punt and have a punt, kick.
Right. That's exactly what I meant to say.
I bet you if you take Norv's shirt off, there's a Hellman's label right there on his chest. All right, let's move on.
What do you think the answer to that question is? I mean, what do you think? It's like Jimmy Stewart yelling at somebody.
What do you think?
I don't care what you think.
That Rex Ryan, he scares me. I don't like shaking his hand after a football.
Hasn't been too good.
You know. All right. This comes from Diamond Joe's Media Rants.
Oh, okay. Our buddy Diamond Joe.
And this was, he posted this on November 11th. Yeah, he sends us some pretty good sources for material.
Yeah, he's a radiophile from the word go.
All right, well, Diamond Joe talked about this, how Canada has their own version of the NFL, obviously, and unlike the NFL, whose playoffs start with the new year, the CFL's playoffs are underway right now, and there's a semifinal game between Calgary and Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and that was at McMahon Stadium in Calgary Sunday, and apparently Canada also has their own version of Boomer, of course, in sports broadcasting. Diamond Joe says he doubts Chris Berman would ever wish harm or death to the New England Patriots if they flew into Buffalo to play his beloved Bills. But the equivalent of that is what happened on Wednesday morning as Dean Boomer Mulberg.
Oh, Boomer Mulberg up there. Hey, up here in Calgary with Boomer Mulberg. What do you say there, Tommy?
He's a palooka.
Right.
Boomer Mulberg.
The co-host of the morning show alongside Rhett Warner. On Rhett.
Yeah, here you are, up here in the great frozen north with Rhett and Boomer on the on the big sports program today.
The Boomer and Rhett Show.
Boomer and Rhett Show.
CFAC Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Oh, The Fan up here, all 15 of you. I saw all 12, at least 12 of you were out there for the big Flames game the other day.
That's original. Let's start a sports radio station and call it The Fan.
No, let's call it The Ticket.
Right. said on the air that he hoped the plane flying the Rough Riders players into Calgary would crash, and he additionally wished death on four Rough Rider players if their plane crashed. Oh. Only four, though, John, in the plane crash.
Only the plane can go down, you know, but I only want four of them to be killed.
Right. The other 46 can live.
The rest of them can go into intensive care.
Well, the following day, Boomer Mulberg. As Boomer Berman would say, circled the wagons and issued an on-air apology to listeners.
Gosh, you know, I'm really sorry there, you know, for hoping that the Rough Riders plane would go down. You know, I should have told you I wanted that it would be the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and not the Ottawa Rough Riders. How do you have an 8-team league, dude, and two teams have the same freaking name?
Right.
There's only 8 fucking teams in this whole league, and 2 of them have the same name.
He also wrote a former letter of apology, and later that day, Rogers Media, the station's parent company, they own a chain of Sportsnet television networks across Canada. It sounds like ESPN to me. They suspended Mulberg for the remainder of the CFL playoffs. CFAC program director Kelly Kirch also made it public on the station's Facebook page, adding that they plan to make a donation to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders charity of choice.
Just because the guy said he wanted their plane
to crash. I know, right?
So how many times I've sat there and said to myself, you know, I'm watching the Eagles and Giants. God hope for the bomber. Where's a bomber? Where's the bomb?
Oh, jeez.
Does that mean I really want to see a bomb go off?
Wait, let me issue an official apology for all the times I would hope that the bomb went off on the Eagles' sideline.
Well, here's part of the apology. It says, I made a comment that had no place being on the radio. It was not thought out. It was an attempt to be funny, which clearly in hindsight was ill-founded. There are a lot of people angry, and they have a right to be. There's a lot of people insulted, and they had a right to be. It goes without saying that I wish no harm to members of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and I shouldn't have to say it. But you know what? I do, because I came out and said the stupid and idiotic thing that I said. We sit in here and you talk for 4 hours and so much stuff comes out. Again, I'm not defending it.
Well, he sounds like he is.
It came out yesterday and I felt bad immediately. I said, geez, I shouldn't have said that. And as the day went along, I was like, that was really in poor taste. Hey, I'm getting your tweets. I'm getting your emails. I know you're upset. And like I said, you have a right to be. I feel really bad about it. I'm gutted by it. I'm rattled today. I'm not Howard Stern shock jock. Yes, we know that. We do things here to try and have some fun and get the fans and the listeners invested. Because, see, if he was Howard Stern, John, he wouldn't have apologized.
No, he wouldn't have to worry about it at all. But instead, he's Boomer Molberg up there in Calgary.
And he would.
So he does have to worry.
And he would have wished all of them to die, not just four of them, if he was Howard Stern.
Canadian Torg, sorry. Oh, no. Canadian Torg have too much Molson that morning. Canadian Torg should never have said they want old Saskatchewan Rough Riders to die in plane crash. Canadian Torg should have said bus plunge or train derailment or something like that. Canadian Torg, sorry, eh?
Well, he says, and what I did was stupid, and I apologize, and I hope you don't stop listening. I hope you don't look at me in a different light, because that's not me. Like I say, it was just at the end of a segment, an attempt at being funny, and it was an awful attempt at trying to be funny, and it won't happen again. But see, that's the thing. He says, that's not me. Well, actually, I think that probably is you, and you probably do make jokes like that all the time that you don't apologize for, and then you snicker about it. I think that probably was you. I don't believe you really wanted the plane to crash. But I think that's you. I think the real you came out and it offended people. And so what?
Canadian Torg been found out. You see right through Canadian Torg, hey. I see girls walk down the street. I make rape jokes. Yeah, I think that is probably the real Canadian Torg. I can't even remember his name. The Molberg. Boomer Molberg. Boomer Molberg here on the Canadian ESPN.
Dean Boomer Molberg.
Dean Boomer Molberg here on ESPN-A. You know how they have ESPN Deportes, ESPN New York, ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Dallas. Up in Canada, they have ESPN-A. And instead of come on, man, on their CFL broadcast, they got this. Come on, dude. Hey.
Well, I don't know if they're going to let him back because now they're. If you visit the Sportsnet 960, the fans' website, and you go to the morning show page, the likeness of Boomer is gone and has been replaced with a generic station logo and a message that Andrew Walker was now hosting the CFAC Wake Up Show alongside Rhett Warner.
Boomer Molberg been fired, eh? Torg Molberg, very sad and very unhappy about that, eh? Boomer Molberg wants to say sorry to everybody there for saying that he wants the Rough Riders to go down in an airplane crash, eh?
They did. There was an online petition asking Rogers Media to fire Boomer.
Seriously, I'm about sick of this. I really am. I'm about sick of people being asked to be fired by people who probably are just as bad, and I use that word loosely, in their own lives.
Oh, you know, but they're all hypocrites. You know they are. I mean,
God.
America is the most hypocritical place on earth.
Everybody, anywhere, everywhere, man. They just they live to tear people apart, yep. And it drives me insane. Yep. It's absolutely crazy. You know what? Everybody that watches football, okay, everybody that talks with us anyway, the people who are football fans are probably more close to you and I than they are to these prim and proper sit there with your knees close together.
Oh, absolutely, man. I always say that. I think that these so-called analysts have no idea what their audience is. The listeners are not analysts. They're fans.
They do have an idea, because otherwise we wouldn't have so many sports channels. But they are enslaved by the two people out of the million who will say, that was inappropriate. How dare you? My son was watching TV when that little Frampton boy got tackled and his rear end was shown to the entire world. Look, you know what? I'm watching the game last night, and before they could shut off the mic, I'm listening to players on the field going, motherfucker, stick that bitch!
Right.
And I'm thinking, all right, but you're going to worry and get all bitchy about firing somebody because he says, I hope their plane crashes, but I only hope four of them get killed.
Right. And then there's a timeout and they show a beer commercial and a Viagra commercial.
Right. They'll show us a beer commercial, a Viagra commercial. Apparently, Viagra, Tom, will not only allow your dick to get big and hard, but it will also enable you to fix, you know, classic cars.
Hey, that reminds me when you mentioned hard dick.
Dateline New York City.
We're not going to have a show next week. We might have a best of show, but we will not be recording a show next week because I am getting a vasectomy.
Yay for Tom.
I'm not kidding.
Well, now, you know, somebody's going to write to the show and say, oh my God, that man was talking about killing his penis. We need to fire him.
How dare he? He mentioned his wee-wee on the air.
Yeah, I'm getting a vasectomy. I went in for my consultation. You know, it could take 3 to 4 months before I'm safe.
Consultation. Let me see it. Yeah, we can snip that.
Yeah, it's about how it went, too.
3 to 4 months before you're not firing bullets anymore.
Yeah, right? Because, well, you know, and it's really, it's not the amount of time that goes by, but it's how often you ejaculate. Because it's like, you imagine a garden hose, right? And if the garden hose is turned on and there's water. No, seriously.
I swear to God, I'm still 10 years old.
Anyway, the water's on, you know, if the water's on and the water's going through the hose and then you shut the water off, well, the hose is still full of water and, you know, you got to shake it a bunch to get every drop out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Tilliard's mom is having a fit right now.
Where are those Americans? They're always talking about their dick. Tilliard. Jordan. Don't you think about shaking anything up there?
Oh, hell. So, wait a minute. If it all depends on how often you ejaculate, it might take you 3 to 4 months. I got to figure I'll be ready in 2 or 3
right,
days.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
What the problem is. It's the age of the internet. I can ejaculate as often as I freaking well want.
Honey, get some sleep tonight.
And stay in the bedroom.
Get yourself some rest.
Ignore all noises.
So we'll have to see if they let Boomer there back on after the playoffs are over, if he does become Canada's version of the Torg.
Well, what this means, folks, is that in 2 weeks you'll hear a show where somebody will come on and say, "I'm Tom and he's John. Welcome to episode number 213 of the Bad Cartoon Radio."
Hey, now, that's not even funny to joke about.
Yes, it is.
Ah, we're going to have a fun show today, and here comes John Tilliard with our latest installment of What Number the Show Is.
Oh.
Go Cowboys!
I hate football! I hate football!
Right.
That's what your balls are going to be saying to you.
I hate you. Why did you do that? Now we're just hanging here.
All right. So Alabama lost. They're going to fall off the top spot. Probably not going to. Well,
maybe.
I mean, they can still play in the SEC championship game. And if they do and win it, they'll probably still play in the national championship.
As a Big Ten fan, as a Penn State fan, I gotta confess, dude, I feel dirty. I really feel scuzzy dirty because you know who I've really been liking watching this year? Georgia.
Oh.
I've been enjoying. I've seen practically every Georgia game this over this year, and man, they're a lot of fun to watch. I like that running back Gurley. That boy is badass for such a funny name.
I thought you were going
to
say Northwestern.
No, I've been watching a lot of Georgia, man. And they've been having some really good football games.
Yeah, it's a good football team.
They got this. I don't know if anybody else saw this, but some high school quarterback in North Carolina threw 10 touchdowns in a game this weekend.
Yeah, that happens actually often.
64 touchdown passes on the season so far.
Yeah, there are some high school quarterbacks out there doing that often, actually.
I look and see who he's playing against, and he's playing against, you know, like Mother Mary's
right.
Christian Academy and whatnot.
Or you'll see where some running back ran for 472 yards and 9 touchdowns or something, you know?
Right.
On 14 carries, you know?
Against the Jets.
Dateline New York City.
The New York stinking Jets.
Right.
That's right. Screw the Jets.
Hasn't been too good.
No. All right. So anyway, this guy is watching that Alabama-Texas A&M game. Mm-hmm. And while he's watching the game, he's playing Call of Duty. And, you know, he's playing with his with his friends. You know, he's online. He's playing online, multiplayer. And, you know, he's got, you can hear them talking and stuff.
Right.
And you hear him. And, you know me, I'm going back watching to see how he's doing as he's playing. We're trying to watch the game to see how well he can play and watch the game.
He's getting killed all over the place.
Anyway, but it's great.
It is absolutely hilarious, and this is how it sounded.
Come on. Give it to Lacey. Thank you. Come on.
Thank
run
you.
It to the left. Yeah, run it to the left.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Yes. Lacey, to the left. Up there. God damn it, yes. Third and fucking goal. We got to get this. Come on. Fucking run it out the middle this time, Lacey. That's all you got to do.
Now, I don't know if you did not see the end of the game. Yeah, they're throwing the ball, obviously, Bama is, and he's telling them to run it. And let's see, this is I think this is the big third down play coming up here with the quarterback's all over the place here.
2 fucking minutes. Come on. Yeah, Manziel. Cry your eyes out, you little fucker. You're a good quarterback, but I hate you. Am I still in the game? Or did I lag out?
I hate you.
Third and goal.
Run it to the right. To the right.
Now he wants him to run it to the right. First he was saying run it to the left. Now he's saying run it to the right.
The right. No, why are you passing it? Look what you're doing, McCarron. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you running it back? No. Go for it.
Okay, so yeah, he did. He made a nice run. He ran all around the backfield, and he finally took off running. He got to like the 2-yard line. So now it's 4th and goal at the 2 for Alabama.
At the 2.
At the 2.
Go fucking field goal. Go for it. Go for it. Saban, you better go for it.
I guess Saban heard him, Nick Saban. He said, Saban, you better go for it. So they're going to go for it.
I cannot do this if you lose. I cannot. No, we're not losing.
Come on. Nice.
Son of a bitch. God damn it. I'm.
He's cases. They haven't even run the play yet. He's already just cussing and pissed off.
Oh, my God. I'm speechless.
He said he's speechless. He's anything but speechless.
Oh, I thought he said he was seasick.
Oh, no. No. Okay, so here we go.
Please, baby. Please. Why do you continue to pass it? God damn it! Fuck! God damn it! Fuck! I told you to run it! Why are you fucking running?
Oh my.
His friends.
Alright, now. Wrap that up, Josh.
Damn it!
Well, what are you gonna do about that one, huh?
His friends are laughing at him. And,
I told you to run
Obama
it.
Obama threw an interception.
I told you to run it. Now, why don't they listen to me?
Probably because you're sitting around on a Saturday night playing Call of Duty instead of actually doing anything.
I don't know why they don't listen to me.
Run it to the left. To the left. To the left. To the right. To the right. To the right. Run it to the left. To the right. To the left. To the right. To the left. To the right.
He sounds like he's in the Officer and a Gentleman. He's calling Cadence.
Yes! Yes! No! No! Yes! No! Yes! No!
I gotta tell you, just hearing that little part makes me very glad that I don't play these games online, because I don't want to listen to these freaking little morons.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, my God. My son makes fun of those guys. Man, he got that new Call of Duty, Black Ops 2. He's loving it because there's always some issues with the games and the things that he really wanted them to fix that evidently they fixed. And he said it was like the smoothest one. Yeah, he's very, very pleased with the new Black Ops 2.
Well, I can tell you that there are some glitches that definitely need to be fixed, like the headset not tapping into not tapping into Nick Saban's, you know, his own headset so that he can know what to do.
Right.
I said Lou Saban, didn't I? Man, I'm showing my age.
Yeah, but I just love it. When he throws that interception, man, that kid just loses it.
Please, baby. Please. Why do you continue to pass it? God damn it!
Wow.
Well, he's either just learned that they've lost, or he's just looked out the window and realized he's still in Alabama. One or the other.
I told you to run it. Why did you do what I told you?
That's the funniest part of that to me, the fact that he's screaming that I told you what to do and you didn't do it.
All right, you got any email?
I got a few. All right, considering the fact that we now have Tilliard in the beginning of the show, it would only serve to know, make sense that we have the James Bond villain at the end of the show. So we're now going to hear from Adrian Lord. My dearest Bang Brothers, I don't know where he got that. Well, then again, they never show our face on that on those videos. That's pretty cool. Here, I'll tell you what, though, considering what Tom just told us a little while ago, the next time you see one of those videos, see if everything works. Here's a little update. Surely one that can rival Skyfall as an epic tale. By the way, in case I already mentioned it, go see that movie. Man. That's a good movie.
Extreme Dandy.
It is. It's Extreme Dandy. I did like it. Picture the scene. Downtown Busan on a crisp fall morning. Lines and lines of small yellow people. And one tall and skinny and devilishly handsome Caucasian male all sharing one dream. Lining up at 4 a.m. to brave the elements to get Elton John tickets. Dude, really? I guess if you're in South Korea and he's the only English... Maybe that guy from Gangnam Style has probably toured too many times. Whatever his name was. So you can either go see Elton John or the Gangnam Style guy. We were there for 4 hours. Only a smattering of people were ahead of us. We're about to get our tickets, undergarments moist at the thought of seeing the greatest singer-songwriter of any generation, only for the concert to be canceled. What's that you say? Presumably tiny yet obviously angry assistant manager on the other end of the phone struggling to deal with giving people the devastating news. No refunds? Outrage! Someone will laser you to pieces. How about tickets to see Dr. Dre? Dr. Dre is coming to South Korea? Are you kidding me? Oh, pray to Chronic! Pray to Chronic! Did you see a Dr. Dre show in South Korea?
Yes.
Yours apologetically for sending such an unnecessary email... Adrian Montgomery Lord. It was pretty unnecessary, but we'll take it anyway. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Our buddy Julian. Julian? Now, is Julian? Yeah, Julian. Cowboys fan to Cowboys fan. Tom, when the Cowboys score, do you find yourself hesitating to cheer because they've screwed up so much you can't help but think that there might be a flag, a step out of bounds, a finger, or something?
Every touchdown, before I do anything, I'm like, is there any flags? Are there no flags on the field? No flags, no flags. And I wait, and then when there's no flag, then I enjoy it.
Well, you know, sometimes we're trying to accomplish things like scoring touchdowns without flags or going out of bounds, and you know, we wouldn't set those things up.
Our little buddy Colin from Philadelphia writes in, well, I can't be too disappointed because I finally get to see a white quarterback be productive in Philadelphia that wasn't on the other team. What? He made rookie mistakes, but that's okay. Vic and McNabb have been doing that since they've been in the league. If you haven't noticed, I like Nick Foles better from one game than Vic his whole career. But before I swallow my tongue, I must swallow my pride. Congratulations to your Cowboys team, Tom. So there you go. Little Colin is swallowing things, Tom. We might want to take advantage of that before you go under the knife. Ah! I got to tell you, though, Colin, you sound like pretty much every other Eagles fan that ever writes to this podcast.
Bring on the rookie. I don't care who he is. He's got to be better than what we got.
All right. Let's jump over to Facebook real quick and see what we got here. Let's see. Roman Tiemann writes in today, let us know that Pittsburgh Steelers nose tackle Alameda Tiamu was arrested on charges of DWI. Oh, yeah. What else is new? Jamie Massey says he would like to hear Bang's wife do some recordings on this show. It's high time, and I agree. Not this show, but maybe next week. It depends on how much stuff we've got to do. Let's see. Joe Sturr said, read Adrian Lord's comment above with the theme music in honor of the new Bond movie. And Adrian Lord put into this particular post, I love boobies. And that's his whole thought. Dave Zarowski, fantasy backup quarterback challenge. I don't know what that means, but, we'll take it. John Tilliard wouldn't know a booby if one slapped him in the face. That is from an anonymous source. Tilliard, I think you got to respond to that. And that's all the email we have this week. I'm telling you, we are getting some very cryptic messages, Tom. I don't ever really did. Do you think Tilliard doesn't know what a booby is? That's all the email I got this week.
All right.
But you know what? The Eagles fans seem to think John Gruden's coming to town.
Well,
go for it. Bring in Gruden. It ain't going to make any difference. It's really not.
I will say this. It sure did look like they protected Foles a hell of a lot better than they protected Vic.
They can't protect anyone. And one of the problems is that they continually have these 6'9" offensive linemen who can't help but hold.
Right.
Remember, we talked about this like 3 or 4, 5, 6 years ago, that defensive linemen, when we were watching the draft, seemed to be going at about 260 now. You know, these defensive ends, 260, 270, and the offensive linemen are 340, 350. Right. They're not fast enough, and this one guy, King Dunlap, he's 6'10". He's so freaking huge.
Oh, he was my favorite player.
Oh, I bet he was. And yeah, and they were making him look stupid. A spin move. He has no choice but to grab and hold. He right. can't help it. And because he's so big, they see it. So, way to go, Andy Reid.
All right, so I will try and get a best of put together for next week. We will not be doing a live show. I'm sorry. It is Thanksgiving. You know, go eat. Have fun.
Is it? Not yet. Is it? I thought that was 2 weeks from now.
Huh? No, it's next week.
Okay, well, I guess we'll go for it. You know, the only thing that I ever see when I hear about Thanksgiving is the fact that, oh, I've got to go see the family.
Yep. Be watching the Cowboys beat up on your Redskins.
I won't. I will be DVRing it to watch when I get home because I will not sit there with those people and watch them going, how come the ball is shaped like that? What's up with that?
Those people. I love it. His family. Those people.
I mean, really. They don't know jack about football. They really don't.
I'd go lock myself in a room by myself and watch it.
Seriously, I see a touchdown pass. I'm like, what a great throw. And they're like, oh, absolutely. You see the revolutions per minute there helps with the arc of the trajectory and brings it right. Shut the hell up, you little ruin the game for me. So you know what I'm going to do?
Extreme dandy.
Yeah, I'll go. I'm going to sit there and I'll watch the escapades for a little while of the family. And then after about 45 minutes, I'll pretend that something gave me botulism and I'll go home. Simple as that.
All right. BCRH-forums.net for the message board. Don't forget us on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, come see us on Facebook. Lots of things happen on there. A lot of the material that we get, I'm finding there because people are posting up all kinds of fun stuff. And seriously, those of you that listen to sports radio, man, I love finding these guys that are ranting after a loss. So, you know, tell me who you're listening to. Tell me who you're listening to.
Or these guys who traveled through time to do a pregame preview for us.
My week right. time has just been swell for the New York Jets.
Right.
That's right. Straight from 1922, Dateline, Bartola, or whatever his name was, I can't remember what his name is.
Basterna,
Bart Basterna, coming to you live from 1923.
He's the bum, he's the palooka.
But yeah, if you listen to one of these guys, or whatever you listen to, send me a link to the feed for it, man. Send me a link to the you know, the whatever you've got there, whatever their website is. Because, yeah, I listen to all kinds of shit during the day, and I love to find this goofy
stuff. And if you don't want to do that, just go to the website and hit the donation button.
Yeah, that's the least you could do, because believe me, once next year starts, the donation button's going to be removed. You're going to have to pay for everything.
Yeah, it'll say, buy here.
That's right.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is. Yasukis uses a lactose-reduced milk that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasukis supports change for life.
Yasu, shake it up!
contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.